Infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College assistant, Dean exposed. Academic fraud, shell company, links and cocaine scandal. Exam failures, fake records, cocaine links. Shell company trail deepens. D.Y. Patil mess, unmesh, Gujarati sprouts news. Exclusive, the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, led by Unmesh Gujarati, editor-in-chief, has unearthed a sensational scandal around Dr. Benod Kumar Kondapavaluri, assistant dean of Pune's controversial D.Y. Patil Medical College. From repeated MBBS exam failures to manipulating faculty records, operating a dubious shell firm, and links to his ex-wife's cocaine arrest, the revelations expose alarming corruption within India's medical education system. A scandal that rocked Indian medical corridors. The Sprouts SIT has revealed shocking allegations against Dr. Benod Kumar Kondapavaluri, assistant dean, clinical, at infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College. Despite failing his MBBS first year in 2006, he rose to senior faculty positions, allegedly through fraudulent revaluation, fake credentials, and manipulated rosters. CITE reports link him not only to academic fraud, but also to corporate irregularities and narcotics-linked money trails, making this one of the most controversial cases in Indian medical history. MBBS failure and questionable academic rise court records examined by Sprouts CT show that in 2006, Fraud Benod failed his MBBS first year at NTR University. A revaluation in 2007 was denounced by the Andhra Pradesh High Court as a total farce. Judges ruled that the evaluation was never conducted properly. Despite this stigma, by 2015 he entered D.Y. Patil Medical College, and by 2024 he rose to assistant dean, clinical. Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT sources, allege this meteoric rise was possible only through doctored records and institutional complicity. Inflated credentials and oncology misrepresentation. Benod projected himself as a chief of surgical oncology without holding the required MCH in surgical oncology. SIT findings highlight three red flags: no MCH degree, verified via NMC and RTI records, roster manipulation, switching roles between assistant professor and professor during inspections, digital discrepancy. The D.Y. Patil Medical College website lists him as faculty, but the D.Y. Patil Hospital portal omits him entirely from oncology. Experts told Sprouts as SIT this dual digital identity was crafted to mislead regulators while shielding the hospital from legal risks. Institutional complicity at infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College whistleblowers interviewed by Sprouts. SIT allege a pattern of systemic protection. Faculty rosters were manipulated, whistleblowers were silenced, and regulators reportedly relied on D.Y. Patil's submissions without cross-verification. An insider told Sprouts ASIT, "Everyone knew his qualifications were incomplete, but at D.Y. Patil, silence was survival." Pernika Tasya, Healthcare. The suspicious shell company corporate filings reviewed by Sprouts SIT reveal that in 2020, Fraud Benod and his then-wife, Dr. Chigurupati Namrata, former CEO of Omega Hospitals, incorporated Pernika Tasya Healthcare Private Limited Limited with just 1 lakh rupees capital. Key CT findings: registered at Omega Hospitals, Hyderabad. Used Omega's official finance email. No evidence of genuine healthcare services. Financial trails show 42 lakh rupees routed from Mauritius as consultancy fees. 18 lakh rupees deposited via Omega Hospitals into company accounts. By mid-2025, after Namrata's drug arrest, Pernika Tasya was struck off the MCA register. CIT sources describe it as a front for money laundering. Cocaine addiction and high-profile arrest. In May 2025, Hyderabad police arrested Dr. Namrata with 53 grams of cocaine worth 5 lakh rupees. Sprouts Sit confirmed she was consuming the drug almost 10 times daily, selling assets worth 1 crore rupees to sustain her addiction. She now faces charges under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act section. 21C. While Omega Hospital's reputation collapsed with a 34% share value drop and mass patient withdrawals. Financial trail, drugs and shell companies. The SIT traced strong overlaps between Pernika Tasya's offshore funding and Namrata's drug purchases. Mauritius remittances and Omega-linked deposits aligned with her cocaine procurement timeline. Although Bennett is yet to be convicted, his role as co-founder keeps him under enforcement scanner for money laundering and PMLA violations. Legal fallout and institutional damage. The unfolding scandal has triggered multiple inquiries. Benod Kondapavuluri, facing probes under IPC 420, cheating, Companies Act 447, fraud, and NMC Act violations. Namrata, booked under NDPS and PMLA, trial ongoing. D.Y. Patil Medical College calls for UGC/NMC forensic audit into faculty records. Omega Hospitals, loss of credibility, financial decline, and legal scrutiny. Triple betrayal of patients, students, and public trust. The CITE describes the case as a triple betrayal. 1. Patients allegedly treated by a doctor without mandatory qualifications. 2. Students taught under manipulated academic records. 3. Public trust destroyed through the nexus of medicine, corporate fraud, and narcotics. A former CBI director told Sprouts Sit, "If proven in court, this case could redefine the overlap of white-collar crime, healthcare fraud, and narcotics." From MBBS failure to cocaine-linked scandal. From failing an MBBS exam to becoming a dean. From floating shell companies to being entangled in a drug-linked scandal. Fraud Dr. Benod Kondapavuluri's rise and fall epitomizes the infamous decay in India's private medical institutions. While allegations await judicial testing, Sprouts Sit's investigation raises urgent questions about regulatory failure, institutional accountability, and patient safety.